Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I am so excited to be here again. I am your host, Ryan C. Green, and this is the show where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. And I'm just so excited about this week's show, this week's guest. I know people, so I should not bring some of the top guests. Lives help go after your passion and purpose. And so before we even get into it, if you missed any of the past episodes, if you want more information on how to become a passionpreneur, want more resources, make sure you go to www.passionpreneurs.com. Go to the website, make sure you join your email list and follow us on social media. There's a new Facebook group that we just started, so we're taking over our Facebook fan page. So we're going after Facebook group. So that way we can do a lot more definitely interact with those who are following us. Then also go to my website, www.ryanc.com. That's where you can get some more tools and resources on everything that I do for bringing the opportunity to your organization for the family to do that. Follow me on Twitter at I Am Ryan. Follow me on Facebook at I Am Raji Page. So today, I'm excited because our guest today is a friend of mine who, you know, I just have friends that you know from one area, then years go by, you end up in the same space again. This young lady who I have on the line today is one of those who, you know, I watch it, I follow it. Every time I see her, something is excellent, and she's just rocking and rolling. I just want to introduce her first. Let me just introduce you all to social media expert, best-selling author, Up With Action, Cooper, welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you for that, Ryan. I am so excited to be on the Passionpreneur show, and thank you for that introduction. I mean, we've known each other for a long time now. Way back in the beginning of college, more years than I'm going to say. But I'm excited to be with you on your show. Say that again.
I was like, yes, my friend, you know, since college.
Yes, that's right. But I'm a big fan of yours. I have all of your books. And so, you know, through the years, collecting your books and seeing you writing and publishing and moving through this space, I am I'm excited to join you in the land of being an author.
Well, absolutely. You came in, you're going to get into that because you came in, author, and just bust down the door, waiting for, I mean, you came in and said, hey, we're arriving here. You came out to give a book as well as the print book, and you are already over there with the bestseller list. I was there, you were at, number two and number five. Tell us about that. Tell us what it felt like when you saw it.
Wow. Well, I have to tell, I mean, God is good, and I am just so thankful and grateful that this book has gotten such a warm reception. And you're right, we came out at number two on the hot new releases list, and that is for Christian education books. And so, you know, we've been on the bestseller list. We've been hanging in the top 20. The book was released. I have just been just so grateful, overwhelmed by the wonderful comments that people have written to me, the messages that I've gotten about the books and the lessons that are in this book, and also the the comments that people have left on Amazon as reviews. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I am very grateful. Very grateful.
I guess you should tell them the name of the book here now. So,
that's right.
The name of the book, 52 Lessons for the Christianpreneur. So what an awesome title. Tell us a little bit about the background that brought you to this point, and then what was it about put this in a book?
Well, that is a great question. And so, yeah, my background, I'm an attorney, corporate attorney for the past many years now, private equity, intellectual property, and I'm also a business builder. So I own a social marketing company, and we've been in business and serving clients since 2009. And I have learned a lot of lessons from, you know, being a 25-year-old young lawyer, working nine-figure deals, doing those private equity deals, to building my own business and going through the process of attracting clients and serving clients and having contractors work on projects. And so during my life and career as a business lawyer and also as a business owner, I have just seen different lessons come up again and again and again, different traits of successful business owners. And so I've written those things down, right? And so as a Christian myself, a person who believes in the Word of God, and I try my best to live my life in accordance with the directions in the Bible, I write scriptures down too. They're all over my closet and my prayers. And so I've been thinking about this book for a long time, probably for a couple of years, but I haven't sat down to actually write it. And that is kind of putting in a clear order some of the lessons that I've learned as they relate directly to the scriptures that I pray about in a step-by-step fashion that's easy for people who are building businesses and managing businesses to refer to. And so my goal with the book is for people to see just how clearly the Word of God instructs us as to how to live our lives and build our businesses. And so I'll say this quickly. I've had several people ask, well, why this book first, right? Why this book, 52 Lessons for Christianpreneurs, Faith Focus Flow? Why this book instead of a book about social media marketing, which is the second book that I'm writing that's going to be out in a few weeks, or a book about intellectual property law? And the answer to that is this book is the foundation upon which I'm able to build in which I'm able to do everything else, right? Everything starts with the Word for me. So it is appropriate for the person that I am that this is what my first kind of offering as a book to the world is. It is what is the foundation for my own life.
That's awesome. And I kind of took the same journey when I began writing. You know, you got to know that foundation, especially as an author. Let everyone knows you. So I think that's vulnerable. Some people want to shy away from it, you know, and try to keep it on the detail of who they really are when it comes to Christianity. But this world, you came out there and you're not hiding anything about it. And I think that's very admirable. And this day, it's hard to be a Christian. I'm going to be honest about it. You know, it gets hard.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to jump into some of these questions because I want people to really grasp some of the teaching. I'll share your thoughts on how we can do that. I want to pick your brain a little bit for some listeners and get social media as well. Is that right? So let's jump right into it. I'm going to we're going to go to lesson 29, right? We're going to go to lesson 29. I like that because you are not alone. Now, talk to us about that and how that can impact Christianity.
Well, you know, that is actually You Are Not Alone, which is toward the middle of the book, lesson 29, is probably my most favorite lesson and scripture in the book. And one of the things I'll say, when you read through this book, you'll find a lot of scriptures that are well known, right, that people talk about and pray about and use a lot. But there are other scriptures that are not as well known. So this is one of them, and it's Joshua, first chapter, the 5th through the 9th verse. And in this, it basically says, God is basically saying to us that whatever it is we are doing, right, when we are doing the work that we've been called to do, that we are to do it with giving it everything we've got, right, not holding back, not being afraid that whatever it is we're trying to do is not going to work, and because it's not going to work, we're going to be embarrassed, and so we have to be guarded. Like this scripture basically tells us that God says to go all out, right, to pray about what we're doing, meditate on the word, and then do it. And when we do it and we take the actions that we know we feel in our hearts are guided by God, God will not leave us out there. We're not going to be alone. And so the thing about this scripture and the lesson that you'll find in the book, it's not so much that everything we want will happen in the time that we want it to happen, but it's that we will not be alone in the pursuit of it. And as long as we keep God in front and center, right, and we are prayerful and thoughtful and we meditate about what it is we're doing, we're not going to be embarrassed. Like all of the things that we're doing really will work for our good if we continue, if we do not quit. And during those times when we feel that no one is with us, right, our friends, our family members, they think we're crazy, they think it's time to give it up, it's not going to work, it's too big, it's too hard, we're not alone. God is with us. And so that is the essence of the scripture and the lesson that goes along with that title, you're not alone. And so one of the things also that I have in the book is an affirmation, because I believe in affirmations, right? So the way the book is organized, there's a scripture, there's a lesson, there's an affirmation, and then there's a grid to help you create goals for the week. And so the affirmation that goes along with that whole concept of you're not alone goes something like, my hope is built on the grace, mercy, and power of God. So this lesson is designed to keep us focused on the fact that God is with us. God is with us. No matter how dark it seems, how hard it is, God is with us, and he's with us through his word.
You know, if there's one thing, you know, you want to pretend, it's going to be feeling like you're alone. It's going to be quite honest. And that in and of itself is what drives many people out of business. You know, and
yes.
It's so powerful when you talk about it from a Christian perspective to know that you're not out there by yourself. And especially if you're doing the work of God, you know he sent you, you know, send you out there by yourself. So that's very powerful, very, very good start. I understand why that is one of your favorites. Why don't you share another one with us? What's one that you like?
So another one that I like, and it's a two-part one, right? And so now I'll tell you, there are a few lessons in this book where I have given multiple translations of a particular scripture. And I'll say all of the translations, I mean, all of the scriptures in this Bible are taken from either NIV or the Message, because those are two of my favorite translations of the Bible. But there are a couple of lessons where I couldn't decide which one to use. And so I used them both. And they were both like just a little bit different. So another one that I love is Lesson 45. Now, this is a popular one, and it is, so the title of the lesson is Your Gifts Will Make Room. And so the scripture that we often hear around this topic is a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of great people, right? And so that's Proverbs 18th chapter, the 16th verse, and it's NIV edition. And so, you know, people talk about that. We talk about that being that your gift is going to create a space for you to exercise it, for you to use it, right? All you have to do is start using your gift, and a space will be created for you to use it. So I wanted to share that lesson because that is an important lesson. And in the Message translation of the Bible, right, that same scripture is written slightly different. a gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people, right? So it's the same scripture, different translation, and a slightly different meaning. And I wanted to write the second meaning out in the book, too. So there's a part one, which is what I just shared about your gift will create space for it to be given out to the masses, right? And the second one, and that is when you give gifts, your gifts will buy you the attention of important people. And those important people can then open doors for you. And I wanted to focus business owners on the importance of having a list of people who you know are influential in your industry, people who are game changers, people who control large portfolios, people who could with one decision transform everything for you. Because a lot of times we are fearful of such people, right? And I find in my consulting work that some of my clients just play it too small. They play themselves too small. So I wanted to have a lesson basically saying, listen, if you are strategic about giving gifts, things of value, right, without expecting anything in return to people who are eminent, important in your industry, then that is going to open the door for you to achieve more, I like to say, to have more impact, influence, and income. Second part of the lesson really kind of gives step-by-step instructions, Ryan, for identifying people who can be game changers, paying attention to what those people are doing, figuring out what they need, how you can add value to provide what they need, and then how you can be strategic about either giving away or selling that value. You don't do it with any expectation, but you do it with the knowledge that if you consistently give gifts to people who are eminent, then your diligence is going to pay off, and that's going to open doors for you. So that's another one of my favorite lessons, and it's because it's a twofer. It's a twofer for the same scripture.
Well, you know, and I've got a testimony about that, about your gift making room, but you don't have time for me. But, you know, you were so on point, and I'm sitting here like, wow, you know, this book, just in these two lessons, we've got time for one more we want to go into. But this is that you're listening. You know, this is something that you want to get. You're an entrepreneur. I mean, this is not for the weary. It's not for the faint. This is a tough thing.
No, it's not.
Go out and start your own business. It's tough. You find out that all the people who love you and your friends and family who adore you only adore you when you're mad and then buy something from you. So, you know, mm-hmm. You have to find new space, new work. Tough. So this is very, very good. One last one I want to talk about. I love the title of this one. Lesson number 47 is skill. But yeah, you know, when I saw that, I think about my daughter. You know, it's funny. I watch her and I have a son as well. My daughter, she'll talk. She's talking about this. Anytime she talks about dance, she loves dance. She's always auditioning for something. She'll say, you know, well, if I make this team, when I make this, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, smile on the inside because she gets it. You know? When I saw this one, I wanted to hear you talk about this. Kill the if.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, I would expect nothing less from your daughter. I know who she is raised by. And you were right. I mean, you know, words are so powerful, right, Ryan? I mean, we started talking about if this will happen, if that, if I make those numbers, if I get that client, if I move into this industry, like, there is doubt. There's doubt there, right? And so you just said it. Building a business is not for the faint of heart. You have to believe in what you're doing. You can't have any doubt. You have to know that it's going to happen. It may not happen when you think it's going to happen or when you want things to happen, but you have to be confident that if you stay the course, that what you're working for is going to come to pass. And so it's just interesting you just mentioned family and friends. You know, we all have, and I have wonderful support community, a wonderful tribe, and I tried to shout as many people out as I could in this my first book. But I know how it is, too. You have a wonderful tribe and people who only want the best for you, right? And if they see things are difficult for you, then sometimes people will inadvertently help you self-sabotage yourself, right, by having some doubt about maybe this is not quite what I should do or maybe it's not going to happen. But here is what's so amazing to me about the Word of God. Like, there's a scripture, right? Mark 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, and the scripture reads, Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. I love that, right? There are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. And this lesson goes on to say that when you pray, right, and you plan for success. So this book is full of lessons about the importance of planning and hiring and engaging wise counsel in your planning, because that's what the Bible says. That lesson is repeated throughout the book. But when you do that, there is no if. There's no if. It's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what it is you're trying to make happen, because anything can happen. And I just love that the Bible, I mean, it's right there, black and white in the Word, that it reminds us to not get caught up with thinking that things can't happen, or the context of this scripture being kind of being influenced by people who don't believe that what you're doing can and will come to pass. Because God said anything can happen, right? And if you follow the rest of the lessons in the Bible, the rest of you read the Bible and you meditate on the lessons, and again, I pulled a lot of them out for you in this book, you will know that anything can happen because you plan for it, you're preparing for it, you're doing the work that is necessary to make it happen. So I love that you love that lesson, because I find it powerful, and I just looked at the scripture backs it up.
So many Christians go through the Bible and hear things and they become cliche. You know, we interpret them personally and apply them to our lives and really break down what the Word is saying, what it really means, and the impact it really will have if we apply the Word. So this is just, this book will help you with your business, but it's going to get you into the Word. It's going to really reinforce the promises that God has made to all of us who follow. So what we're going to do, because we're out of time, I want to bring you back when your next book comes out. I was going to talk about some social media stuff, but I just want to talk about this book right now. And we'll bring you back in a few months when your next book comes out. We'll do all the social media stuff. But what I want you to do is go ahead and take some time to tell people how they can get a copy of the book, how they can follow you. You are the Periscope Queen. Who makes you tell them how they can find you in all those places. So go right ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Well, the book is available on Amazon, but we have created a portal for you to go to where you can buy the book on Amazon, or if you decide that you want to buy it directly from my company and get a signed copy, you can do that. And you can if you go to Christianpreneurs.net, Christianpreneurs, Christianpreneurs.net. So Christianpreneurs.net will give you a little bit more information about the book, and you can see some testimonials. I mean, I'm blown away. Dr. Willie Jolly, like, read the book, gave us such a warm endorsement. You'll see his words and the words of other business leaders, and you'll be able to go to Amazon, or you'll see a link where you can come. And so let me tell you, here's one of the things that I've done. I believe in the lessons that are in this book, right, because these are the lessons that I live my life by, which is why I was not afraid to put this out as a first book, because there's so much of who I am as a person. But there's an audio companion for the book. So I have done an audio recording of every lesson in the book, every affirmation, and every prayer. So when you buy the book, for those of you who are listening to this podcast in the month of December, if you buy the book in December, you get that completely free. if you're listening to the show after December, you'll get the first 15 lessons for free when you buy the book, and you'll find the instructions for how you can get on the list, and the first 15 lessons will be yours for free. And there's like you'll have a discount if you want the remaining ones, which I know that you will. And what happens is every week you get an email, and in the email you have the words and you have the audio downloads. So that's how you can find out about the book. You can find out about my company. So I run a social marketing company. It's called Upward Action, and we are on every social network. If you just look for Upward Action, UPWARD ACTION, and I'm on those social networks, and so are members of my team. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. Ryan's right. I love Periscope. you name it, Pinterest, Instagram. You can find us on all of the major social networks by just typing in that social network /Upward Action.
It's been such a pleasure, such an honor. I'm glad that we were able to see you on the show before you blew up. But I wish you all success when everyone makes you go in and get that book and support or follow her, because she's going to do great things. It's always a pleasure and nothing like that.
Amen to that. And thank you, Ryan. Thank you for this opportunity, fellow Hamptonian.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming out, listening to the show. Make sure you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.